Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Luna and the collapse of stablecoins. So this is something that's in the stablecoin situation is very interesting. Troy, we were talking about this the other day. If anybody's not familiar with crypto, you know, you have a stablecoin, which is really pegged to mimic the US dollar, USD. Mm-hmm. And the whole point is that it's supposed to be stable, right? Like you can just, it's like a money market account for a brokerage. And you can, you know, whenever you want to take your money out of crypto without actually, you know, transferring it back over to fiat currency, you can put it in a stable coin. And, you know, the stable coin is supposed to just, you know, hold up and be solid. Oh, that didn't happen.
Surprise.
Unstable.
Unstable coin.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about this stable coin situation?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that makes perfect sense, right? Like when we saw the market ticking down, you can take your money out, put it into a US, well, I shouldn't even say UST, but a stable coin, and you could let it settle, like you said, in a money marketing account. What happened was that coin wasn't so stable. It dropped under a dollar. It dropped to 99 cents. Now, the key with this is that it was pegged to the Terra blockchain. So there's UST, which is the stable coin, and then you have Luna, right? And so that's the coin under the Terra. So they were synonymous with each other. Every UST was equal to one Luna. And then when that dropped under 99 cents, now it's not stable. And so if people saw that, they were like, hey, I can buy UST and trade it for my Luna coin. And once that started happening, every time you buy one, Luna coins get burned and vice versa. But what happened is that people started buying so much UST that it started burning the supply. And there's a maximum amount. I don't know if anybody saw that in the white paper. I know I didn't see that. There's a maximum amount that they can have in a day. And once it hits that number, people couldn't move anything more, so panic happens.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coin drops to 91 cents. People catch wind of that. Coin drops even further. Got down. What is it down to?
9 cents.
Nine.
It got down to 9 cents. This is extremely disturbing.
That's the first part. And then, so the UST, obviously, which was supposed to be stable, drops to that. But the Luna coin, which was trading at $116, I don't even know the percentage now. It used to be like an eighth of a percent. I don't even, it's like four or five zeros. So imagine that. Like, people who had their money in UST and in Luna as a quote unquote savings for the crypto space from, I think, the 9th to about the 12th, quickly it was gone.
$3 billion in Bitcoin was allegedly put up to try to stable the situation. That didn't work. So now people are saying, what happened to $3 billion of Bitcoin? It's a whole thing.
Yeah, the Bitcoin was supposed to be a trigger, right? If the coin hit a certain level, it would trigger the buying of 3 billion Bitcoin to actually buy more of the Luna, but that didn't happen. So now it went, the value cut. So this is crazy. The market cap for Luna was 40 billion at one point, right? When it got down to that trigger point, I think it had to hit like 11 billion, right? And then after that, it got down to two. And so that last two was supposed to be, hey, we're supposed to buy Bitcoin. Now people are looking like, what happened? And so I saw Vitalik speak the other day. I think today he said, if they really wanted to help the people, the 99% of the people who own the coin, they could use that last, I guess, 3 billion of Bitcoin to actually pay some of those wallets. The whales, or who he didn't really care about, it's like the middle people, like the little people like us, right? Who were trying to buy, getting involved in cryptocurrency and try to figure out the space, and we're learning about stable coins. When we put it in a position like this, and it just backfires, and like there's no explanation for this.
Well, what's your take on it, Ian?
In my Zen state, I've learned it does no justice to anybody to say, I told you so. If I have this product, iPhone, and I put a veneer over it and I call it the Ian phone, that is called what?
Forgery?
Plagiarism? And if I tell you that I have a credit line and I'm secured it with my capital for $1,000, and when you go look, I have $450, that is called what?
That's fraudulent behavior.
Great example at scale. And here's a big lesson I want you guys to know. There is no such thing as a safe investment. Either your money is multiplying or it is declining in value. That's it. Now, we can talk about why this happened. And I know I'm not the most forementioned expert on crypto, but even with Vitalik, even though I told you guys he was back in his buy, I like him as well.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Entrepreneur. If they are talking about giving back to the little people, that's how people get used. Why didn't they help? Why was no little people involved in the building in any of these fucking projects and make billions? Usury. Be careful. And I know they're pushing an initiative, and we do need change. We do need a financial revamping of the system. But is anyone surprised about this? The only thing I'm shocked about, it didn't happen with Tether first.
Tether.
And when that bubble pops.
Tether. If Tether goes under, that's tough.
Now, if when?
That's catastrophic. But it's been battle tested though. Tether, I can remember the last crash, people thought that Tether wasn't going to survive.
We didn't trust it at first.
No, I didn't trust it. I didn't trust it at all.
Yeah.
You know what was battle tested as well in the last recession? Bernie Madoff, and he was the president of NASDAQ.
Well,
let's say hypothetically, I had the power to destroy a coin, crypto, or asset. And then I can do my little Pied Piper thing and say, come over here with me. I'll save you. Watch how in 2 years, a government entity comes in and say, yeah, you love crypto, but it fell apart and it wasn't safe. Now, let me give you our version of it. And now it's going to be backed by the Federal Reserve. You have to be careful what you ask for. To be very honest, when these market caps are fluctuating like this, do you guys not realize this is financial warfare and terrorism? So for those of you who grew up in the hood, we knew people that would hurt people over 1,000 to 20,000. This is billions of dollars. You don't think that there's a fight behind the scenes of who is going to get control of this financial market and control trillions of dollars? It was never about the little people. It's good marketing. If it was, they would have had everyone included on the ground floor involved in this project. Tether will be next. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah.
Don't say you warned.
Yeah, I put it in my notes here. So, like, here's the idea for the Terra blockchain, right? So, the more you buy UST, the more Luna gets burned, making the remaining Luna supply more valuable. So, you see the correlation there. And they even put an enticing situation. It was like, yo, if you invested in the UST, there was a yield of 19%.
USD, right? UST.
It was essentially a 19% yield or a 19% gain on your investment, which is like, I mean, if you're new to the space and somebody's telling you, if I invest this and I'm going to get a 20% return, you can see why people would do it. But, you know, unfortunately, we saw what happened.
And also, too, on a returns basis, no, anytime someone tells you a flat percentage gain, 10, 20, 40, 80, 100% return, you are being scammed. Returns, shout out to an advisor. How many years when you were advising clients, the year ended flat at 10%, 12, 20, 40, 80, 100? For those of you who are hooped, if you average 20 points a game, you were scoring 25 a bunch. And then you had a stretch where you got hurt or your coach pulled you and was on some BS, right? Life does not work like that. So it should be 19.735% in these market conditions, da da da. But during this great reset, great crisis, players are going to be moved around. And it's a epic battle between venture capitalists and hedge funds and banks about who's going to control the space. And this is always a lens, especially for those of you, if you don't particularly care for my delivery system on how I relay this information. Here's how to know if a crypto coin is good. If I was selling it, would you buy it? So I'm gonna take a coin and tie it to the dollar, but everybody in crypto supposedly hates fiat currency. but I'm going to peg it too. You realize that when you do that, you are fighting the Federal Reserve. Better off slapping God. Pick your enemies really close.
Too short. You know, I'm too short to box with God.
Please.
Please. Please be mindful.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.